Have you ever wondered what World War III would look like? As a child, I had the privilege of living on a dusty brown speck called Ascension Island in the stormy azure blue of the mid-Atlantic. Occasionally, in the golden early evening, the temperature waning to pleasant, as my siblings and I ate our tea, we would see a small bright star slowly and gracefully descend from the early evening sky. It would shine brightly, getting lower and closer to the blue horizon until it suddenly vanished from view. If we listened carefully, we would sometimes hear the splash. It was quite magical, my childhood memory tells me, watching the testing of US intercontinental ballistic missiles being fired at my island home from the mainland USA. Other children in the globe also know this sight of rockets landing, but for the vast majority of them, it is not one which brings enchantment, but rather fear, terror, and death. Their experience is not one of awe, but is awful, beyond most of our experiences. The weapons they see are not tests nor dummies, but are carrying out their designed purpose with a plume and cold sterility. We in the West have added our own stars of death to the Middle East, trying to extinguish fire with fire. In the last few years, as the war in Syria has continued to spread like a slow cancer, choking out life and birthing new infections against humanity, many children have become refugees. In the last week, we have heard that the World Food Programme will no longer be able to support the refugees displaced by the fighting in the region. They need what seems to be a staggering amount, £41 million just to feed refugees for December. What can we do in the stark darkness of such need? For Christians, at this time of year we celebrate Advent, a season that looks to Jesus' birth at Christmas and to his second coming. At that first Christmas, the Magi followed a star that was not terror, nor death, nor horror, but pointed to hope, to salvation, to light for all. It pointed to Jesus, who would die to save us. Regardless of your own faith, can we not be human stars shining for the refugees? Like real stars, we may be light years away, yet still our light can shine in the darkness. Can we help provide for the people in such desperate need? Can we willfully forget them in the season of goodwill, or any season? Can we not love them a little? The only thing that can defeat the darkness of death and evil, indeed the only thing that has ever been able to defeat it, is the light of love. So shine.